Kansas, Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. The National Ag Statistics Service recently announced it will no longer issue the July cattle report. The agency is also discontinuing the county estimates for crops and livestock and the cotton objective yield survey starting this production year. Tanner Bamer, the Senior Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the decision to quit the July cattle report couldn't come at a worse time for the cattle industry.
If you want to just look at that July cattle inventory report, that is an incredibly important set of data that a lot of market analysts, livestock producers, and other participants in the marketplace rely upon to give us a sense of what's going on with supply and demand dynamics. And that's especially critical during the phase of the cattle cycle that we're currently in, which is herd contraction. This has been very similar to the 2014 run in a lot of ways, but in several other ways, it's been very different. And we won't be able to compare and contrast the two and get an accurate picture of where we are at as an industry without that information that comes out in that July report.
Bamer says the July cattle inventory report is one of only two per year the marketplace gets from USDA, so it will have a big impact on the cattle industry.
We get inventory reports twice a year, one in January and one in July. And that January inventory report is also important, but it is insufficient to kind of give us that sense of where we're at mid-year, right? That July report is looking at a very different seasonal time and a very different set of data. And again, the more information that you can pump into a marketplace, the better your price discovery is going to be, the better informed you're able to make decisions, and just the more robust a marketplace is.
NASS cited budgetary concerns as one of the reasons for making the change. Elsewhere, NASS announced that the number of published states in their cattle reports would drop from all 50 to 31. The remaining 19 will be grouped as other states. This is the Kansas Ag.